Hurley lawyer Anthony Stella had already asked the Iron County District Attorney and state regulators to deny a license to Arizona-based Bulletproof Securities because the company's paramilitary-style guards operated here without a license. In a new letter sent to the DA and to the state, Stella cites another law that says anyone who employs armed people for the protection of persons or property, not being authorized by the laws of the state, is guilty of a felony. A spokesman for mining company GTAC said they'd contacted their lawyers and did not believe they'd violated any law. Stella, a former Iron County DA, declined a recorded interview. Current Iron County DA Marty Lipsky says he's still waiting to hear from the State Department of Safety and Professional Services about Bulletproof before he decides how to proceed.
I'm sure that they will investigate this matter. I'm sure I will receive a report from them. If and when I do, I will have to make a decision, clearly.
University of Wisconsin Associate Law Professor Cecilia Klingel says she could find very little evidence that this particular law has been used in Wisconsin. Klingel declined to weigh in on the particulars of this case, saying it's up to DAs to decide how to use their limited resources.
DAs have nearly unfettered discretion when making a decision about not only what to charge, but whether to charge a person with a criminal violation.
GTAC hired Bulletproof after several mining opponents stormed a test drill site, wearing masks and shouting and threatening workers. Bulletproof has since applied for a Wisconsin license. The state won't comment on pending applications. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.